Welcome to the Dean's Norm Show, an anagram for randomness.
We're your hosts today.
Today, currently, it's 3 degrees minus 2 at the windshield, cloudy sky with kitten precipitation.
Today, I, Nellie Mandela,
and I, Ali Gore,
will talk to you about freedom and discrimination. So, to move on with the subject of freedom, it is very important for you to know that there are two types of freedom, emotional and physical freedom. And then, after reading the texts in English class, I realized that the image society has given us of the concept of freedom is not exactly true. To go back about the two types of freedom, emotional freedom is more important to physical freedom to a certain extent, because without it, you will go nowhere with your physical freedom, just like for EQ and IQ. What'd you think of that?
I couldn't agree with you anymore.
That's cool. And what'd you have to tell us about discrimination, Mrs. Gore?
No, actually, Miss Gore.
Miss Gore. Oh, right. Okay.
I'm just engaged and we're married.
Thank you for the detail.
Okay, well, discrimination was present for many, and I say many, years. Well, you believe that you're superior to others, even if in most cases, actually all the cases, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I mean completely, utterly wrong.
Like, my goldfish came to me the other day and said, "I'm better than you." The thing is, he couldn't talk. So it was all imagined.
I think you're taking too many drugs.
What? Never mind. Okay.
Well, I would like to share a personal story about discrimination with you, if that's okay.
Perfectly fine, Miss Gore. Yes, go on.
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I asked my mother why this one lady was black, because usually I would not see, because in today's society, it's mostly white I would see. And then after, the lady probably felt heavy-hearted because it probably insulted her in a way, so...
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it was bad back then because no one told me that we are all the same.
Right. Cool. Well, entered high school for the first time, I wanted to be someone else and I lacked a bit of confidence. And I wasn't as happy as now. Not nearly as emotionally free as I am now. Don't you agree? Don't you feel sometimes like the outsiders?
Yeah, I feel exactly like the outsiders.
Right.
Well, sometimes I would not be able to express myself. Like, I think that if I do, people would just judge me, so I have to act a certain way, so that way I can't be judged. So I have to stay...
I think we all go through that type of crisis in our life. okay, so I'm going to try to... So a nice little metaphor for freedom...
Okay.
Well, actually, I can't find a metaphor.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It's hard.
Are you kidding me? You're like the best at metaphors. You could just come with one on the spot, and you can't do it right now.
No.
Okay.
The chains of. I know I can't do it.
Okay. Well, since you can't give a metaphor, I guess I'll say this. Well. Since you've been talking more about freedom than discrimination this whole video, let me give you a shot with this. Okay, imagine you're in an alternate universe. The white people have been discriminated for many, like, centuries or whatever. How would you feel about that?
Probably... kind of bad.
Bad? Only bad?
Abominable, brokenhearted,
no. You'll be depressed, you wanna die, you're gonna commit suicide, you're going to be beat every single day, and that's not even the
okay. Calm down, lady.
I'm just so irritated with today people saying you'll just feel bad as if you're only bullied or whatever. No, it's way worse than that.
Okay, fair maiden. Okay, thank you for this great moment of attention. It is the Dean's Norm Show live from Albania.
Albania, the coolest country in the world.
Of course, because we've all been there at least once, huh?
Actually, I've never been there.
Wait, this doesn't make sense.